It's Great Mondays Radio, a podcast exploring how work is changing in the age of AI. I'm Josh Levine, a transformation executive helping private businesses elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. On the show, I speak with executives, people leaders, and other humans rethinking how decisions get made, how managers lead, and how teams are learning to adapt. If you'd like to be a guest on our program, hang out for about 30 minutes, and I'll tell you how.
What does retail luxury brands and AI have to do with one another? And how might it influence it? And what can we learn, even if we're not in luxury retail? Today, my guest is Catherine Fleer, an international luxury brand expert, and who has led, as a retail director, many of the big luxury brands that you know, Tiffany, as well as Saint Laurent. And today she is an incredible people leader that I've gotten to know over the past few weeks, has very strong opinions around culture, but also has this deep experience in leading these teams. And I can't wait to talk to her about this. Welcome to Great Mondays Radio. We are exploring how AI is reshaping the workplace, and we're talking with leaders about how they redesign how their organizations manage people, make decisions, and adapt to change. Catherine Fleer, retail international luxury brand expert. Welcome to Great Mondays Radio. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Josh. Happy to be here, and hello to all the listeners out there. Quite excited to join Great Mondays podcast and evaluate with you what's out there with luxury retail and AI.
Yeah. So I love this because, it's what I had said before we started recording was, what the hell does one have to do with the other? You wouldn't think, right? But everybody's getting influenced by it. You have a long history of leading teams. And how long have you been like a director level of these teams, a teams of teams even, right?
I've been managing retail teams for the past 12 years.
Yeah.
And I must say that for me, it was a beautiful journey where I learned a lot, not only about the people I've been working with, but also about myself.
Yeah. Oh, what did you learn about yourself? What do you mean?
I think it has a lot to do with meeting people where they are and not where you are.
Yeah.
And developing this flexibility of getting people on board, because as a leader you have mostly a strategy to follow, a target to reach.
Yeah.
So you have to look into different ways of finding a way, onboarding people, following a vision, and reaching the targets.
We're going to get to later in the show, the three principles that you've essentially developed over your career, which I love. So people should stick around for that. But I want to start with answering this, bridging this weird gap of retail luxury and brands and AI. You now run your own studio and advising luxury brands on how to align people, places, and client experiences. If you were given the opportunity to run a team of teams again for a retail brand, what would you change about how you worked with your people, and what would stay the same when we're thinking about integrating AI?
First of all, what would definitely stay the same is the way I've been building the culture with my teams, which was very much focused on stronger together, being stronger together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the principles that is key to my heart. Being authentic as a leader and very much looking into the way of communication. I think this is the first component to build trust. And I think being authentic very much leads to your question of how to implement AI and how to deal with it. I think artificial intelligence is something that is influencing all our work lives, not only our work lives. And looking at the retail business, I mean, it starts with the recruiting process. The moment I have a new CV on the table, I now need to look at it differently because obviously people use it in order to improve the profiles, in order to pump up their CVs. So read through it twice.
Okay. I have an entirely different side project and Substack and podcast called The Job Market Shit Show, and we know I have learned from my research that people are absolutely using AI. How do you assess? Because the challenge is not if you're using AI, but how you're using it. So when you think about finding the right people that are a fit, how do you think about, like, you have an additional like lens that you put on it where you're like, well, they've used AI. Have they used AI well, or have they used it at all? Like, what are you seeing when you're again like thinking about the qualities that you need in a great employee in this field?
I think that everybody's using AI and there's nothing bad about it. It's just the way how you use it. And you need to critically ask yourself, as somebody who is recruiting, what is maybe got a bit of a beauty treatment and how far away is it from the truth? And being able to read between the lines, knowing the business environment, knowing different companies and what each position does represent on a piece of paper and what it does represent in reality. So, you know, anyway, I always need to meet people in person. I think the CV provides a first impression. A digital conversation is something to get to know someone, but it's the personal interview that in the end makes the difference and gives you the real impression of a personality.
And would you are you always, as a retail owner, needing to interview these people in person? Or do you do it? Can you do it online?
I think the majority of the people, nearly everyone that we hired in the past, we saw in person. We did first interviews digitally, yes, but depending on the position, I think I never hired somebody without seeing them in person.
See, this is what's interesting to me. I think there's something that we can all learn from this, which is. And it's almost like retail, physical retail is the extreme that can teach the rest of us the best practices, which is the value of the person is about what do they feel like in person,
Absolutely. I think we all have a certain energy that we bring into a room. And especially in retail, in retail stores, you know, every store has its own kind of ecosystem. And you, as a client, there is something unconscious that you feel when you enter a store. And, you know, as a retail leader, when you visit the different stores, you feel immediately if the energy is on or off. So when hiring new people, they need to have a certain energy that they bring into the room and fit to the team because you have so many different client profiles that there needs to be something for everyone.
This is what I feel is missing, has been swept away with, and it well, even before AI, right? Which is remote work. And we're like, well, if they're remote, we can just interview them remotely, right? We can just, they're just going to be doing the work if it's 100% remote, which, you know, dubious, questionable about whether that's the right thing to do. I think there's value in presence, but we've really lost, undervalued, and because we've undervalued, lost that, assess like need or like requirement to actually meet that person in person. and you're demonstrating your business requires it. You can get away with it. Other people can get away with it without it, but maybe they shouldn't. Maybe that is making these hires without seeing them in person is you're missing a lot of information about the people, right? You're thinking about authentic relationships, how
Absolutely.
someone can build, that's their job, right? Isn't that what you're hiring them to do?
Absolutely. And I think especially as a retail leader, you need to hire people who are not only able to do to build a transactional relationship. There is so much more. It needs to be an emotional relationship because luxury is something that people don't need. And when you make an emotional purchase, it needs to be connected with an experience. And I truly believe that at the bottom of each retail interaction, especially in the luxury level, is the human connection because people need people. And if you, as a client advisor, are able to build a relationship with a client that makes them return, then this is so much more valuable than just the product that the client is leaving the store with. Because that person will also come back because you made them feel good.
Yeah. And so what are the risks that we are facing that you think as an experienced executive leader of people? What are the risks that we face when we bring AI into the workplace, however we decide to do it?
I think when it comes to the recruiting part, you might miss out on profiles because if you use AI to just screen CVs, there are information missing that you cannot put into words, that you cannot put on paper.
You're singing my
And I think
song. Please continue.
I think that's something same is true for company culture. What is true for the recruiting process? There is something intangible, something that people feel and cannot put into words. And I think, this is just confirming what I said earlier. In order to make a decision if somebody is the right fit for a company or not, you need to meet that person in person. So, yes, I see risk as much of obviously, I also see how much it can help because, been there, done that, getting 1,000 CVs for positions or hundreds and not having the time looking to every single one and meeting, all the people that might be interesting. I think there is a pros and cons.
What would be your first experiment? Again, going back to being a leader of teams, when you think about where AI can provide value, where would you? So I'm framing it as an experiment because I'm not asking you for an answer, because one, you're not there, but two, no one has an answer right now. And I think we're all just doing experiments. So I want to know, what does your experience tell you that you're like, I think there's an opportunity here, or here's how I might think about you starting to use it.
I do believe that it can support you in the evaluation process. So, as much as I believe that you need to spend time with people, you need to meet people, but it can definitely support you in the evaluation process because you have different factors that you can define that then help you in analyzing different behaviors. Because to me, we already have KPIs, data-driven applications that give us an idea about facts, about numbers, about the performance in terms of turnover generated. But I think AI, looking at the next level of leadership, will be able to help us evaluating performance also from a level that is not yet happening on a daily business.
What would you like to know that you don't know now? Like, if you're running a team, you have all the data. Is it just too much data? Like, what is, because I think this is a really interesting and rich vein that you brought up, which is how do we use AI to augment our assessment and evaluation of our employees, how well they're doing, how we can help them do better. What information do you wish that you had when you were running Tiffany?
I think you said something very important, that is how to help them to become better. Because in the end, each evaluation should give you an idea of how to improve not only your business situation, but also as a leader, how to support your team members to get where they want to be. And I think this is something that, as a leader, you sometimes struggle with finding the right way of how to bring out the best in someone. You can try. You have certain characteristics that you see best performers possess. But then again, I think every single human being has a different way of achieving their level of excellence. And as a leader, you can act empowering, you can listen, you can try to understand what the person in front of you needs in order to improve, but only to a certain extent. So if AI can help us being more quickly in coaching someone and bring them to the next level of expertise, then that's something companies can benefit from as much as the individual can benefit from.
I think this is really interesting because there is a limiting number of people that, you can effectively manage. Teams are supposed to be, I don't know, 12, right? Like 12 people, or there's some data around that. And part of that is actually one is what you talked about, the authentic connection. So maybe that's not replaceable, but two is getting to know people and being able to learn who they are and understand them better, right? So what you're talking about is actually using AI to become more authentic, to have better understanding of who they are as a human and how, to your point, how to help them. And I think that's really, really interesting. So let's go on. I love what you say here. You talk about culture as a respiratory system. We're going to get into the culture piece and your three principles right now. I want to talk about them. And then I want to wrap up at the very end. I want to talk about culture and AI and how those two come together. And this is something that I'm chewing on. I don't have an answer on, and I know you don't have an answer, but I want to have that open discussion. So let's talk about your principles. Let's talk about culture as a respiratory system. Start with that. Give us, because I think your analogies and the way that you frame these are so clarifying.
Yeah, actually, it's roughly a year ago that I tried to put my leadership style on paper. And this is why I came up with those three principles that somehow I lived since quite some time, but I never was so, reflective about it. And the first one is know your why, definitely inspired by Simon Sinek's book. And it was actually a former team member that gifted me that book and said, "Catherine, I read it and I had to think of you a lot, so that's why I read it." But actually, what I did before is I was trying to find out why people are doing the job they are doing, and I believe, as much as I know my why, it was important for me to understand what is the why of my team members. Because only if I know their why, I can support them in the best possible way. Quite often, I think people are not aware. They know it at the bottom of their heart, but to bring it, you need to bring it out. And I think this is the first moment how you can help them thrive. So, know your why is my first principle.
Love it.
Second, action creates energy.
Action creates energy.
You know, specifically in retail, you have high traffic days, you have low traffic days, but there is always something to do. And it's the people who find this something to do that are the ones that flourish. Because, you know, there is a best practice example that everybody working in the, especially in fashion retail, knows.
Yeah.
When traffic is low, but you have the merchandising getting redone. So you move around and you have items on the table and people are coming in and seeing there is something going on. So there is action in the store. Then all of a sudden, the low traffic store becomes a high traffic store and more people are coming in.
Interesting.
So for me, it's key people working in retail have this mindset and have this attitude to always look for something to do. Generally saying, I think it's something that's not only true for retail, it's something that is true for a lot of other fields too. But as a character, I
Yeah.
enjoy working with people who are always in action and find something to work on.
Yeah.
And the third part is people need people. I think it's a people business, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And we all need somebody who is listening to us to then be able to be reflective, to develop further, and to feel taken care about. And I think, you know, last week actually, I read an article that meanwhile, neuroscience has confirmed that people working in a culture that is empowering, that is taking care, are able to perform much better and bringing out the best in them because it enables neural pathways to act with a higher risk, to feel more confident. And this is why I strongly believe that people need people.
Incredible. I mean, I think this leads right back to where I want to wrap up our conversation. I wanted the last kind of piece here is the how we think about culture inside of organizations in our modern world. And modern, sure, AI, hybrid, tech, Zoom, all these things. And my observation is, and I think you've helped me see this, we're stripping away all the parts that matter. We're not, if we're sitting alone in our rooms doing our work, some people can flourish that way. But even introverts, I think, need that people need people. I think it's a principle that feels really powerful. And you can, as an organization, as a leader, provide that caring and nurturing. And it is less intuitive, it's harder to do remotely. And this is just part of our kind of like our world is becoming more disparate, let's call it. And so, and I think we're at the risk of adding another layer of another block with adding AI, where we're like abdicating our responsibility for communication to AI. And your entire This entire time that we're talking,
everything that you've said is all about reconnecting with people and how that is actually the strategy for success. And I would argue not just in retail.
Fully agree. I think, you know, it's generally true that it's the human connection that makes a difference. It's the culture that is built that is not only driving performance in terms of the numbers that you have to achieve,
yeah,
but it's driving something that is so much bigger. It's, you know, growing is not only about growing numbers, it's also about growing relevance. And doesn't matter if it's a luxury brand or another institution, I think it's always the intention of being remembered for something. And I think this is what a great culture is also promoting.
Yeah. We've tried to out-efficiency everything, right? Like make everything more efficient. And in that quest for maximizing, I don't know, speed and the false hope of maximizing value, we've actually removed meaning because we're just selling to other people. I mean, you know, until it's robots selling to robots, and they're not, like, I just think that we've removed all the most important pieces. And I think we're going to, the momentum and the inertia of the moment are hurtling us forward. And I think we're going to very quickly, I hope quickly, find out that we've left the most important pieces behind. And I hope people listen intently to what you're advocating for, because you're in a people business. And but the truth is, I think we're all in the people business.
Yeah, fully aligned. And you know that one of my beliefs truly is that people experience culture. And this is something that is very true, saying what you just said, that, you know, this human connection is something where no matter which business we are working in, and no matter if it's business or private life, artificial intelligence is shaping our reality, and we should use it in the best possible way, but at the same time be critical about what it's also doing to our relationships.
Yeah. Woo, this got existential quick. Amazing. Catherine Fleer. She is an international luxury brand expert driving growth by aligning people, places, and experiences. You can learn more about her at studio-fleer.com. Catherine Fleer, this was amazing. Thank you for coming on Great Mondays Radio.
Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio. Hey, if you want to be a guest on our program, head over to radio.greatmondays.com and fill in the application. Have a friend you think would find this episode interesting? Send it to them. And while you're at it, rate and review. It really helps. I'd love to connect. Send me an email, josh@greatmondays.com. And if you're interested in learning more about how I help private businesses elevate how teams operate in an AI-driven world, check out greatmondays.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.